Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Hi, this is Jordan Moreno, and this is The Valley Now, your weekly feel-good hour where we lift each other up with the stories of good people doing good things in your neighborhood. Every week, we'll be talking with community leaders who have a unique passion for our thriving city and those that make The Valley such a special place to live. Get ready to be inspired by the work they're doing, whether it's mentoring our youth, providing a platform for those without one, or just driving those worthy charitable causes. Listen in on the conversations and join us in raising our community. This is our time to shine, and this is The Valley Now. Spectrum Medical offers inclusive, compassionate, and state-of-the-art care for the LGBTQ plus community and has been doing so since 1998. It's a long time. Today, I'm joined by Victor Avila, who is the Director of Community Relations of Spectrum Medical, to talk to us about the upcoming National HIV Testing Day and their efforts in the community, but also the way that Spectrum is leading the charge in HIV treatment and prevention. That preventative care, I know it's a big piece of it. So good morning, Victor. Thank you for joining us on The Valley Now.
Good morning, Jordan. Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be on here to talk about the importance of the upcoming National HIV Testing Day and the important work that Spectrum Medical has been doing since 1998 and continues to do in the community to make sure that our population, the LGBTQ plus community, can have the compassionate care that they deserve.
Absolutely. And so June 27th is the big day. Tell me more about what you're doing and why.
June 27th is nationally known as National HIV Testing Day. And so this day is really important because it creates awareness in the community about why it's important to get tested, about reducing the stigma around HIV, which is still so prevalent in communities today. A lot of people don't know that through advances in medicine, people who are HIV positive can live a normal life now. And so people can get scared when they hear the word HIV still. I know that when me and my team are out in the community doing HIV testing, as soon as they hear the word HIV, they shun away, mm-hmm. they get scared of it. And some people say they'd rather not know, we're in a day where not knowing what your status is the only danger. Mm-hmm. Knowing if you are HIV positive or if you are HIV negative is really empowering, and it's the best thing we can do because it helps you take control of your health.
Yeah.
Through National HIV Testing Day, throughout the country, there are different organizations that do events, that do campaign awareness events as well. Just letting people know, come get tested. If you've never gotten tested before, the CDC recommends that an individual who is sexually active get tested at least once in their lifetime.
Okay.
I think it's really important for people to recognize that HIV isn't a gay virus, a gay disease. Mm-hmm. It doesn't only impact the LGBTQ plus community. Currently, we're seeing a lot of our cases in Black women who are becoming infected with HIV. And so, it's not about your sexual orientation. It's not about your gender identity. It's really, as the virus is called, human immunodeficiency virus. It affects humans.
Yeah.
It's really important for people to get tested at least once in their life.
How has the HIV epidemic changed over the years? How, you know, whether it's the way that it's changed of how it's perceived or even the populations that it's affecting, what sort of changes have you seen?
Back when it was first brought to light, early 80s, when people started seeing that there was a disease that was impacting the LGBTQ plus community, primarily, people were labeling it as a gay cancer, as a gay disease. disease. And unfortunately, the response to HIV and AIDS, I just want to make clear that the disease starts at HIV, and if it's not treated, it progresses to AIDS. And so people were dying because of AIDS, because the response to this virus was not quick. There were years that went by, worldwide millions of people who have died from AIDS because nobody was paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. And so now we're at a place where through activism, you know, just through letting our voices be heard, letting the government know, hey, our people are dying, we're dying. You need to pay attention to this. You know, funding became available in the 90s so that research could be done on just different medicines that could possibly help people extend their lives. We've always been hoping for a cure to be there, but we're not at that point yet, but mm-hmm. we're very close to it. One of the really important things to note is that U equal U, undetectable, equal untransmittable, was officially recognized by the CDC in 2016. Don't quote me on 2016, it could be 2016, 2017. but just recently, it was acknowledged that a person who is living with HIV, who is on their antiretroviral medication, and achieves an undetectable viral load, which means there's less than 200 copies of the virus in your body that is detectable, can no longer transmit HIV via sexual contact.
Okay.
And so someone who's HIV positive could, you know, as long as they're taking their medication, they're adhering to it, they follow up with their medical professional, and just doing their quarterly tests, ensuring that they're undetectable, they can no longer transmit the virus. And so it's basically living HIV free, if you will.
I'll
use that term loosely because, you know, HIV is still present, but you're taking a pill once a day to suppress the virus so that you don't pass it to anyone else, so that you remain mm-hmm. healthy, and so that you can live your best life. Having HIV.
Yes, live a best life.
Yes. So, you know, having HIV doesn't mean it's not a death sentence anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ask how it's changed. Well, it's changed from being almost certain death to being in an era where the medication is just so advanced, where it's just one pill a day. And
it is. That's huge advancement.
It's huge. And not only that, you know, when you get tested for HIV, and if you are perhaps at risk for acquiring HIV. And, you know, I hate using that word risk because I feel it sounds a little scary, but, you know, if perhaps you might have a benefit for PrEP, that is another tool in someone's toolbox that they can use to remain HIV negative.
I think we as a society do a lot less labeling, which is a good thing. But I think that education piece is what's, you know, people are scared by what they don't know. You know, people are scared by what they don't understand. So I applaud you in doing this work and being out in the community and really ensuring that everyone knows these terms like U equals U. You know, I had to do some research to see what does U equal U mean and PrEP. And so talk to us about that.
So real quick, you know, you brought up a good point about labels. And so in our field, what we're trying to do is we're trying to approach this as an HIV neutral status. Mm-hmm. And so what that means, again, is, you know, getting tested. If you're HIV positive, we'll get you on treatments. We'll let you know how it's as simple as taking a pill a day for the majority of the public and, you know, get you on your way to continue living your life. It doesn't mean it has to end. And if you're HIV negative, we'll get you on PrEP. We'll recommend PrEP. And so what PrEP is, it's pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is a medicine that is used, I'll equate it to like birth control. You take a pill a day. I like to say take a pill a day and keep the HIV away.
You're a doctor and a poet.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, you take a pill a day, and what that does is it creates a wall around your CD4 cells, so that if the virus does enter the body, it has protection from it actually infecting the cell and reproducing. And so being on PrEP is 99.5% effective in reducing and ensuring that you remain HIV negative if you are at risk for acquiring HIV. And so, you know, it's not limited to the LGBTQ plus community. There are women who are on PrEP. There are men who are on PrEP. There are transgender folks who are on PrEP. You know, PrEP is really for everyone who might benefit from it. And so by making sure that we ask ourselves, you know, what is my type of lifestyle? And we don't want to shame anyone, you know, if I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but, you know, if you want to go have all the sex you want, we'll have all the sex you want. But, you know, be smart about it. You have tools, you have condoms, you have PrEP, you have, you know, we at Spectrum Medical, we make it as easy as we can to get people tested so that they can know their status regularly. There's different agencies around the Valley that also provide free testing. So it's really just a matter of knowing and asking yourself, you know, what are my choices and how can I make sure that I'm remaining safe and using every tool at my disposal so that I don't acquire HIV and so that I, you know, take control of my sexual health. You know, we want people to be empowered. We want people to have fun. We want people to do what's natural to them, you know, as humans.
And I like that analogy. I like the birth control analogy of you're being preventative and you're going about it in a safe way. And so I like that analogy.
Yeah. You know, you're being proactive. You're making sure like, hey, you know what? I am single. I
live in your life.
I'm green eye, and I'm going to make sure I stay safe.
Yeah.
You know, whenever those encounters happen. And so it's really important, whatever your status is, there are tools for you to just, it's one of the things I say a lot, to live your best life. And doing so safely, doing so with your health in mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, being on PrEP, taking treatment, it's a form of self-love because you're taking care of yourself. You're making sure that, you know, you're making sure you're taking care of others by making sure you're staying safe yourself.
And I noticed too that Spectrum Medical is big into also offering a primary care. You know, so you don't just want to be the person that someone goes to for HIV testing. Right. And while that's a huge piece of what you do and of the business, offering that primary care and also, I guess, educating us as, I mean, I don't have a primary care provider. And so I think that you're doing a really good job in that space too, of letting people know why it's important for a place like Spectrum Medical that's serving the community to also be a place for, come to us for your primary care issues as well.
I agree. You know, the practice started off in 98, when, you know, there were still a lot of cases of HIV developing into AIDS, and ACT had just come out, which was one of the first drugs that helped people live longer lives. And so we've evolved into serving the LGBTQ plus community from a primary care standpoint. And so all of our providers who work at Spectrum Medical are either of the LGBTQ plus community or have extensive experience of working with the LGBTQ plus community.
It's important.
I think it's very important because healthcare is not a one size fits all. And so me as a gay man, you know, I can't go to a primary care physician who perhaps doesn't have experience with the type of lifestyle that I have and offer recommendations so that I can continue to be at my optimal health. And so our providers know that our community is different. Everyone has different needs, especially, you know, when we go into talking about transgender health, we have experts who understand the importance and know what questions to ask so that regardless of your gender identity, regardless of your sexual orientation, we are asking questions. We are empowering our patients so that they know what they have to do to take control of their health, be at optimal health, and Spectrum Medical is here to help them meet those needs. So, you know, we have the clinic side of Spectrum Medical, but then we have the outreach side of Spectrum Medical. Our outreach team is constantly out in the community with our mobile unit. We actually have a mobile clinic that we
love
take
that.
Areas around the city, around the valley, where perhaps people might not have access to healthcare. And what we can provide them with is an overall wellness of their health. So we go out there, we do health and wellness exams for people. We check their blood pressure, we check their glucose, you know, we'll check their oxygen levels, and we'll include an HIV test because we are in an age where an HIV test needs to be part of a regular health and wellness exam. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a, well, maybe I'll get it this time, maybe I won't get it this time. You know, if you're sexually active, it's part of that routine check that you should have.
That kind of feeds perfectly into my next question, because, you know, as I'm thinking through, you're also a nonprofit, which is awesome. And how many locations do you have? Because my question was going to be, how would someone who maybe isn't in kind of those highly populated cities, maybe they're not right in the heart of Phoenix, someone that's more in the outskirts of town, how would they either find a clinic? Are there more than one locations? But that mobile unit is kind of the answer to the call.
Right. And so, you know, Spectrum Medical, we have one location and we're centrally located on 3rd Street in Monterey, which is close to Osborne, but we are conveniently off the light rail where it's only a 5-minute walk to our clinic.
Okay.
Additionally, people can go to spectrummedicalcareaz.com. If they go to the outreach page, we list our events where we're going to be at every week. And so people want to get HIV tested. If people want to get a health and wellness exam, they can go to our website, see where we're going to be in the Valley, because we go as far as Mesa. We go down to South Phoenix. You know, we go everywhere around the Valley so that people can start recognizing, you know, the Spectrum Medical name, knowing that we're posting up at their location. We're starting to meet the patient where they're at. So that they can take control of their health. And so, you know, the mobile clinic is something we just started with in January, and it's continuing to grow. We're hoping that by the end of the year, it's going to be a clinic where if we can do telehealth appointments and get people like on PrEP, or perhaps if we find an HIV positive diagnosis while we're in the mobile clinic, we can draw their confirmatory labs, set them up with an appointment the same day, and get them on their way with their medications so that they can start so that they can start that process, that journey, and become acceptable. So, you know, our navigation team that's out on the field is passionate about what they do. So even in these 100+ degree weather days, we're still out there.
You gotta have passion.
Yeah, you gotta have passion for this. But, you know, we're out there. We want to make sure our community is empowered to, again, take control of their health, and not just the LGBTQ plus community. You know, we serve everyone. We're open to everyone. But we particularly focus on LGBTQ plus healthcare because we realize that there is a need for people to have physicians that understand their life, their lifestyle, their journeys,
And the compassion side and the empathy side. Will you give us some of those kind of quick data points of Phoenix specifically and the need in Phoenix? Because it surprised me, kind of those hard-hitting numbers of the densely populated zip codes, that it's a hot spot and the need is there.
So for National HIV Testing Day, we'll be at the Walgreens. We'll be partnering with Walgreens at Central and Osborne, which again is conveniently off the light rail. It's a 5-minute walk from our clinic. And in the zip code, we're going to be at 85012. It was identified that in 2021, out of every 100,000 residents, there were approximately 2,500 plus people living with HIV. And so those are just the identified cases. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we want to make sure we are going to the areas where they are most, where we see a high prevalence of new HIV infections. So to give you a summary, in Arizona, we have a population estimated as of 2021, 7,421,401. That's a lot of people, right?
Yes, and I'm sure it's even bigger now, you know, a couple
it's
years
bigger
later.
Now, it's getting bigger. And so in 2021, we had 852 new HIV cases in the states. Out of those 852, 552 were from Maricopa County alone. Okay. And so Maricopa County is considered an EHE jurisdiction, which means ending the HIV epidemic jurisdiction by the CDC. What that means is that we've been identified as one of the 50 counties in the entire country with one of the highest HIV prevalence rates.
That's big.
Yeah, it's huge. And so by having an event like National HIV Testing Day, we're encouraging people to come see us to get tested. We're still planning out the event, but right now it's shaping out to be a really fun one. We're going to have some drag queens on the spot to talk to people about the importance of getting tested. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have balloons. We're going to have some music out there. We're even going to have incentives so that if you come to get tested, you're going to walk away with a little prize.
There we go.
Walk away with something. You know, we just want to encourage people to get tested, mm-hmm. take control of their health. You know, if it's identified they're HIV positive, it's okay. It's not a death sentence. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here. And we're going to get you into care immediately. Mm-hmm. If you're HIV negative, it's also okay because we're going to tell you about what tools there are for you to stay HIV negative. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we're really in an age where we can beat this epidemic, reach a level where there's just zero infections, which is, you know, a dream that we hope to achieve one day. But, you know, we're at that place where we can start working toward it. Now, really quick, one of the things I didn't talk about was post-exposure prophylaxis, and that's PEP. And mm-hmm. so that's another tool that we can use to make sure we remain HIV negative. And so what that is if you had a sexual encounter where you think you might have been exposed to HIV, if we get you on PEP within 72 hours, the chances of you becoming HIV negative are very, very slim. And so it's important that if you did have a sexual encounter and you feel you might have been exposed, you can contact Spectrum Medical. We have same day appointments where we can get people on PEP so that we can make sure, like, hey, you know, you think you were exposed, then let's get you on this medication.
Awesome.
Just one other quick component I wanted to add, you know, for PrEP, there are programs where if you don't have insurance or you don't have the ability to pay, there are programs that we can get you on where PrEP is going to be completely free to the patient and they don't have to pay for their PrEP in order for them to take control of their health. So we'll walk you through all that at Spectrum Medical.
And how much would something like that be if it's not covered by insurance? So is that kind of the majority of the cases is that it wouldn't be covered by insurance or even the testing? Is testing covered by insurance? I'm just kind of thinking through, you know, what does all of this look like? And that's why someone like Spectrum is so needed to kind of even be a guide through all of the nuances of the medical space and the healthcare space is complicated, to say the very least.
It's very complicated. And so, like, nothing in life is free. But, you know, as a nonprofit, what we do, our testing is free. So anytime you come in, anytime you see the outreach team out there, we're doing free HIV testing and free health and wellness exams. At the clinic, every second and fourth Tuesday, we do walk-in appointments we call it testing after dark, and we do full panel STI testing. So that's HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, because unfortunately, Arizona is one of the states that leads in all these STI infections.
Dang it, Arizona.
Yeah, we're staying busy. And so we make it easy for people to come into our clinic so that they can get free services. Now, as far as your question for PrEP, if somebody didn't have insurance, you know, it's a scary number. I mean, it's around $4,000 for people to get PrEP. However, that's not to discourage anyone because mm-hmm. there are programs that are funded by the state. There are programs that are funded by our pharmaceutical partners where it's a zero cost for people to be on PrEP.
Okay.
And so, you know, that shouldn't scare people away because there is solutions. There are programs out there. That's why Spectrum Medical is a nonprofit because we are able to secure free testing. We're able to get funding from the state so that we can make sure that these tests are being paid for mm-hmm. so that if people don't have insurance or not, we're going to test you completely free because we want to make sure you're taking control of your health. But you know, when we get into the treatment, when we get into the prevention, medication, there are programs on all fronts where we're going to make sure it's a zero cost to you and, you know, work with our partners to facilitate that for you. So there are options. And shouldn't be something scary. You don't have insurance and you're HIV positive, we're going to set you up with a case manager and we're going to give you resources so that they can help you navigate that system and ensure you're getting your medication and ensure you're getting treated.
That's awesome. Because it is scary. Any sort of medical project that's, you know, whenever anything's happening, it can be scary to when those medical bills start rolling in or when you have a procedure done. And it's just good to know that someone like Spectrum is there to kind of lead us through each piece of all of it. So that's awesome. Well, what else are you guys doing? I mean, there's a lot going on, and June 27th is the big day. Let's say someone doesn't make it out to that. What other programs do you have coming up this year that we can kind of be on the lookout for?
Of course. So, you know, if you go to spectrummedicalcareaz.com, if you go to the outreach page, you're going to see where we're at every week throughout the Valley. So people can just show up, come to our mobile clinic, get tested, and we can provide them with resources. We also have the Testing After Dark program so that every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, they can walk into our clinic after hours, get that full panel STI HIV testing, and we can help them know where they're at with their sexual health. And so that's also in our outreach page at spectrummedicalcareaz.com. And, you know, just every week we have different events where we go, where we take our mobile clinic, where our awesome, we call it the UBU crew, you know, UBU, we want people to.
Yes.
And so our UBU crew is constantly out in the community, getting people tested, providing those resources that they need. And so you can always find where we're at by visiting our webpage at spectrummedicalcareaz.com.
And you make it sound fun too.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I have a fun job in the medical field. And so my team, like I said, they're very passionate. We get to do the fun work. We get to interact with people from all walks of life. You know, just yesterday we were at with 1 in 10. They have I'm sure you've heard of 1 in 10. They help LGBTQ plus youth. So, you know, we're starting to go into that realm where we're getting the youth tested, because even though parents want to believe that their kids are not going to do anything until after they're married, you know, that's not the case. And so we have to be real. We have to meet people where they're at and educate them as early as we can. And so, you know, we partner with 1 in 10 so that we can just provide resources at some of their events for 18 to 24. Like last night, we were getting people tested. We were helping them know their status and giving those resources so that now that they're young adults, there is a medical clinic that understands their unique healthcare needs. And we're here to meet them and ready to make sure they're continuing on their journey toward optimal health.
Well, Victor, I am very excited for June 27th and even beyond for Spectrum Medical. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing in the community. And thank you for being on The Valley Now. I appreciate it. I had a good time talking with you.
I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. I want to give a very special thank you to my guests today. And I want to thank you for being a part of the program and making our community an amazing place, not just to live and to work, but most importantly, to play. You can hear The Valley Now on the radio with audio on demand on radio station websites and the Odyssey app. My name is Jordan Moreno. Shine your light, share your love, and join us again next week right here on The Valley Now.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.